State of Illinois, Executive Department, Springfield, April 23rd, 1949.
You could spend a half an hour longer just, you know, with favorite Adlai Stevenson quotations.
I herewith return, without my approval, Senate Bill No. 93, entitled An Act to Provide Protection to Insectivorous Birds by Restraining Cats.
Stevenson was known for his wit and wisdom. He once said that if I couldn't laugh, I couldn't live, especially in politics.
This is the so-called Cat Bill. It would impose fines on owners or keepers who permitted their cats to run large off the premises. It would permit any person to capture or call upon the police to pick up and imprison cats at large. This legislation has been introduced in the past several sessions of the legislature, and it has, over the years, been the source of much comment, not all of which has been in a serious vein.
This so-called Cat Bill veto occurs early in his gubernatorial tenure. He serves one term before running for president.
I'd rather have a man with a hole in his shoe than a hole in everything he says. I'd rather have a man who knows what to do when he gets to be the prez. I love the governor of Illinois. He is the gov that brings the dove of peace and joy.
He said in the 52 campaign, I've been tempted to make a proposal to our Republican friends that if they stopped telling lies about us, we would stop telling the truth about them. So he used humor in a way to bring the audience in, but also to make a point.
I love you madly, and what you did for your own great state, you're gonna do for the rest of the 48 days.
The problem of cat versus bird is as old as time.
But now my heart's a ballot that bears his name.
If we attempt to resolve it by legislation, who knows but we may be called upon to take sides as well on the age-old problem of dog versus cat, bird versus bird, or even bird versus worm. In my opinion, the state of Illinois and its local governing bodies already have enough to do without trying to control feline delinquency.
The press at the time recognized this for what it was. It was a veto message, so it did have, you know, constitutional weight behind it, but it was also intentionally, obviously, very humorous. The Chicago Daily News says that many Adlai files claimed it one of the noble pronouncements of our time, comparable in fact to the greatest speeches of FDR or Churchill.
Vote Stevenson, vote Stevenson, a man you can believe in, son. From Illinois, whence Lincoln came, his leadership has won him fame.
I cannot agree that it should be the declared public policy of Illinois that a cat visiting a neighbor's yard or crossing the highway is a public nuisance. It is in the nature of cats to do a certain amount of unescorted roaming. Consider the owner's dilemma. To escort a cat abroad on a leash is against the nature of the cat. Moreover, cats perform useful service, particularly in rural areas in combating rodents, work they necessarily perform alone and without regard for property lines.
Righteous man of the earth, oh, have you been patient? I suppose our thoughts about United Nations. Adlai, Adlai, what did you say?
Then, as now, Illinois had a reputation as a very corrupt state. You can disagree with a lot of things Stevenson did as governor, but he was uncorruptible. He began to reform kind of decrepit state institutions. He introduced civil service into the Illinois State Police Department. He helped reform the state-run mental institutions, the state prison system. He cracked down on organized crimes. He made a reputation as a reformer in a state that many thought could not be reformed. So he clashed in many ways more with the Democratic machine, both downstate and in the Chicago area, than with Republicans.
For these reasons, and not because I love birds the less or cats the more, I veto and withhold my approval from Senate Bill No. 93. Respectfully, Adlai E. Stevenson, Governor.
the heart was not your master. The accident you threw would carry through your laughter.